not a temple, I'm not. Jeff Davis's memorial is there, and that's, he was, you know, Jefferson Davis was the president of the Confederacy at the time that Lincoln was president of the United States, and his home is there. For you to see, you know, it's real pretty. They've kept it up, and some of the original furnishings and furniture and things that he owned, you know, his mementos and everything like that.
Yeah, it was, I think,
it was
the place in Montgomery.
That's where he lived in Montgomery. It was president. It was the capital of the Confederacy in Montgomery at that time. I think it was mighty foolish. I'm a Southerner, but it was a foolish war, and killed a lot of people that shouldn't have been. I have been to Atlanta, and I've seen the cyclorama in Atlanta. That's the Battle of Atlanta. And that's something, if you've never seen it, you ought to go, because I've seen it twice, and every time I went, I see things that I didn't see the first time. It's just one of the seven wonders of the world. Possibly it is. I don't know. You'll have to, that's not authentic. I don't really know about that.
Well, what is it that you like about?
Oh, I like the, the thing is built in a circle, and around the wall, it's the cyclorama, and then they have the grounds, the little soldiers, and they're not over that long, and the guns and things like that on the ground. It looks like a battleground, and it just goes right into that painting, and you can't tell where the diorama ends and the cyclorama starts. And it has pictures of men that on their horses and some, and maybe a little dog. That was one of the particular things, and two things that I didn't remember seeing. The eagle that was always following the soldier, you know, and they put him in the Smithsonian Institute, and it burned, and that, of course, it burned him up. But after he died, after the eagle died, he was fixed and put in the Smithsonian Institute as he just followed the soldier, you know, all the time. And it's you can see the railroad and a covered wagon. In fact, the covered wagon has an opening in the back. And this woman that was talking to us and giving us the history of it, well, she said, I will tell you a little story about this thing. She said, I was talking to a bunch of people. I had a big group in here and was lecturing to them, and said I had sent this man, one of the maintenance men, I had sent him down in the to see about some of the machinery, and said, I had started my lecture, and said, he didn't know how to get out, so he just came through the back of that covered wagon, just stepped out of it, and he said, when I got through lecturing, she said, I looked around, and I wasn't a soul there with me, said, everybody had left me standing there by myself, because they saw that man come out of that, you know, covered wagon.
That's interesting. Did you just go to Atlanta on a visit, or did you
just... I did, my son was there at that time. Visiting there, and we went to see the park. And then, of course, I've been to Atlanta several times to ball games. We'd go there and go to St. Louis.
Well, you really are fans then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When we go to St. Louis, we always manage to, we'll go up the, I can't tell you what highway it is, but it's a new highway, and we've, stop at Sault Ste. Marie, because it's an old, it's one of the oldest towns in the United States. Sault Ste. Marie, just out of St. Louis, about 25 or 30 miles out of St. Louis. And we always stop there and eat breakfast, because there's two Germans, brothers, that run a little market there, and they make their own sausage and stuffed sausage and things like that, you see.
Yeah.
That we always stop and eat breakfast. And then when we get ready to come home, we always have a chest of things that we have ice in, so we buy sausage.